Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Abshir, and you're listening to Somalia 97.2 FM. Today we have two-time Grammy nominee and number one Billboard artist, Aramanta. Aramanta combines traditional and Arabic music, mostly love songs from the 1940s and 50s, with electronic music giving him a nickname among most people as Afrohop. His first debut album in 2008, including the song that we will be talking about today, Dadami. This song is a hit in North Africa because of its catchy melodies. His use of the pentatonic scale in different instruments is quite amazing.
Thank you for inviting me, Mr. Afshir. It is my honor to be here today.
In preparation for the session, we have created a Q&A poll on Twitter for some questions. If you want your favorite artist, Aramanta, to respond to your questions, please put them on the poll at Somalia 97.2 FM. All right. Before the questions start rolling in, let's look at some background history of Somali music. Aramanta, do you mind explaining how you got to make music?
When my dad was 13, he was a merchant, and one day went trading to a village. He was intrigued by the local folk music, and once he came back, he spent all his savings on a shariro. He then passed this tradition on, and ever since my family has been playing music.
May I ask right there, what exactly is a shariro?
So shariro is basically a lute, right? And a lute is like a guitar. You pluck it to make sounds, and it's got a couple of strings.
Right, right. Moving on, a question from a fellow songwriter at Mohammed Adeben 1996 asks, how do you choose your beat in your song-making process?
Thank you, Mohammed Adeben 1996, for asking this question. In response, I mainly have the same beats in all my songs. And it got this inspiration from the sway of the camels. When I went to the desert with my father, the merchants would ride the camels, and I would be inspired by the footsteps of the camel and how they sway. From this inspiration, I use a 4-4 beat in my music, which means there's four quarter notes in one measure, with eight notes holding accents on the first and third beat, like this.
I've also heard about a dance that mimics the movement of a camel. For instance, the dancers enter by skipping and sway their hands to copy the motions of camels grazing, or when the dancers' hands are thrust forwards and backwards, it represents the camels running or gobbling. Do you think this was an outcome of your song?
No, I don't think so, because the dance has been a traditional dance in Somalia for many decades and even centuries. So, actually, one of my inspirations to make such music is that I could fit these dances so that people could use my music in their parties when they dance.
Can you walk us through the idea for this melody? It seems to have a lot of repetition. It also is in a pentatonic scale. Could you explain what inspired you to put it in pentatonic?
Basically, the idea of using a pentatonic scale in my songs originated from my region in sub-Saharan Africa. My father brought me along with him to the deserts for the trades. I heard some other merchants playing the tunes that sounded different but similar at the same time. When I got home, I quickly transcribed these tunes on my piano, and I discovered a set of sounds that were the basis of these tunes, the pentatonic scale.
Right, the pentatonic scale. While normal scales often contain seven notes, this pentatonic scale consists of five notes per octave. 1, 2, 3, 5, and 6, which is why it is sometimes called the five-tone scale or the five-note scale. Moving on, what instruments did you choose to use in your piece?
In my piece, I used the combination of traditional and modern instruments. For example, I used the traditional Somali oud to create a string plucking effect. I also used the traditional bata drums as the main source of percussion in my piece.
As you can hear, the bass drums create a high and light sound, which adds energy and movement to the piece.
Right. Apart from that, I also use the common synthesizer, bass, drums, and trumpet. These sounds all merge together at different times to create a monophonic effect. This helps the song to be more memorable because there's only one melody at a time.
Right, that's a very interesting use of monophony and instruments.
Yep.
To conclude, that's all the time we have today. Thank you, Mr. Aramanta, for starring on our radio show, Somalia 97.2 FM.
Thank you. It was my pleasure to be on the podcast.
Our cast wishes you all the best on your next song, and we're looking forward to hearing it soon.